Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have life. That as we sit here in this congregation, you have given us the gift and we have received the gift of eternal life. That we have received the gift of forgiveness. That your light has shown the way and that your love fills our heart. We thank you for the beautiful music this morning, that we can lift our hearts to you in song and express our gratitude to you. Amen. I don't know how many times I heard Charles Cook preach. Some of you probably know Charles Cook. He was our conference president for many years. And when I was a little older, not when I was a little kid, but when I was a little older, he was our pastor in Fresno. And the way I could listen to a sermon, and I was really fidgety when I was a kid. Believe it or not, I was horribly hyperactive. But the way I could listen to a sermon is I would lean down like this and my mom would scratch my back. And I could sit still as long as the pastor wanted to preach, as long as he didn't go past 12. And now that I'm not the pastor and I'm sitting here listening to Chad, you'll see me often go over and my dear wife scratch my back. Bless her heart. Although that's not the only way I can get through Chad's sermons. He is a wonderfully gifted speaker. And we're thankful that he's here. The reason I mentioned Charles Cook is because he preached on the book of Philippians probably a fourth of the time in his ministry. I remember talking to him later as an adult, as I was a pastor under him, and speaking to him about the book of Philippians, and he said, you know, that by far is my favorite book in the Bible because it's the happiest book in the entire Bible. Paul talks over and over again about the joy in his heart and how thankful he is. And Charles Cook said to me, if there's one thing we need to capture as Seventh-day Adventists, it's the joy of the Lord and thankfulness for all that he has done for us. And what a perfect Sabbath to capture that thankfulness. I want to share just a little bit this morning about thankfulness. I'm not going to read out of the book of Philippians because it's very familiar to us, and I'll just share a few thoughts from time to time from the book of Philippians. In all circumstances, we're to give thanks. And you know, Paul, as much joy as we see in the book of Philippians, Paul was writing it from a jail cell, of all things. There were competitors preaching really strange things around him. There were a lot of competitors in Christianity vying for people, because when they got people, what did they get? Lots of money. So there were lots of people vying for Christians to come in and fellowship and be around them. There was a lot of competition, but in light, even with all of this going around Paul, he wrote the book of Philippians from a jail cell and expressed over and over again in that book how thankful he was and how important it was to share thanksgiving. And I'm going to ask several of you to come up this morning and share what you're thankful for. I've written several names down. I'm not going to call every name that I wrote down, but I am going to call a few of them up and maybe a few names that I didn't write down. But first of all, let me just share a little bit out of the abundance of my heart. I am thankful this morning more than anything else for Jesus and his grace and his forgiveness. As I was standing next to Tim singing these songs, What beautiful songs of praise to God. And we're reminded over and over and over again in these songs that God is a person who forgives. Even though we've all made mistakes this week, last week, the 52 preceding weeks, the 52 preceding years, and a little longer for some of us, yet weekly we come to church and worship a God who loves us and forgives us and who grants us the gift of eternal life. What a wonderful thing to be thankful for. I'm thankful for my family. I'm glad to get opportunity to stand up and say that. I'm thankful for Ruthie and all of her patience with me, with our whole family. What a wonderful addition she has been to my life in many, many different ways. I'm thankful for Michael and Casey. I'm grateful for Mandy, my fairly new daughter-in-law, and for Amanda, my little granddaughter. You know, there are a few things in this life that we can be more thankful for other than God than our own personal families. Sometimes it's a struggle to be around family. It's a big struggle to be around me sometimes. But I am so thankful for my entire family. I wish so much that I had my mom and dad and Ruthie's mom and dad still here. And it makes me so hopeful of the kingdom of heaven, because in heaven, all of our families are going to be together. Those that we have lost, and I know everyone here has lost family, along with those who are with us. And I'm thankful for the kind of heart that God is willing to give us. You know, I sit in finance committee. Jim chairs our finance committee. And last month I sat next to Pat. We ribbed each other a little bit. But I'm thankful that God gives us grateful hearts that are willing to give back to Him. You know, if you sit on our finance committee, you hear the same thing year after year. And bless everyone's heart, they're always worried because we come up towards year end and we're usually a little bit short. And I always remind them, and did again last month, that in December, lots of funds come in because we have a church full of people with open and giving hearts. And I would hope that you would remember many facets in our church during this Christmas and Thanksgiving season, that you would give liberally to church budget. We're going to have a sheet that says Christmas presents to the church. We hope you will give liberally to that. We hope you'll remember our Samaritan Fund, where we help those who are less fortunate than we are. And I thank God He gives me, and that He gives you, an open heart to be willing to give. Because we are going to give you lots of opportunities during this season to give. And we're not trying to force anybody. We're not trying to push anybody. We're simply reminding you of the goodness of God and what comes from a thankful heart. So we are going to give lots of opportunities this Christmas season for that. I am also very grateful for our church staff. I went to church in Southern California last weekend. In the last couple of years, the time I was in Texas, traveling back and forth, going to some churches between here and there, going to some churches up in Northern California, I am telling you, you are fortunate to have the church staff that you have here. With Pastor Chad, who's a wonderfully gifted young pastor who I pray will spend many years with us, raising his children and his family in this home, I'm glad for the opportunity to be part of that family. I'm thankful for Karen and Rosie and all that they add to our services from week to week. Of all the churches I've been to, I am telling you, none of them touch our worship service. We are so fortunate here to have the staff that we have that are committed to God and committed to all of you. I'll save two or three things also that I have here. But I want to call a few people up, some whose names I have listed and some whose names I have not listed. I asked some of you this morning if you would be willing to come up, and I was so surprised when Linda Gadberry said, sure, I'll come up and share what I'm thankful for. Did she chicken out and leave? There she is. As she is coming up, I would like three or four people to please come up here close to the front. Richard is already close up. I wanted to ask Richard a couple of things that he's thankful for, and I'm hoping he'll say he's thankful that he and I always win at Rook. On Wednesday nights, Ruthie and I go over to their house and we play Rook every Wednesday night, and the guys rule. And that's a wonderful thing to be thankful for, and I had to get that in. Sorry, ladies. Sorry. Linda, I know you're very shy, and I know it's difficult to come up, but please share some of the things that you're thankful for.
Well, first of all, I didn't say that I would come up here. I never would have said that. However, since I'm here, I do have so many things to be thankful for. Starting, I guess, when I was about 18 years old, and the Lord brought me to this faith,
amen,
to this church. And it's been special ever since. Even though there was a time when I left, I came back, and it was even better than before. And I'm thankful for all of you for being my friends. Some of you out there have been friends of mine for so many years. I appreciate every one of you. For my beautiful family, all of my healthy children, my 10 grandchildren.
Wow.
It just couldn't be better. The Lord has blessed me so very, very much. And for Pastor Jim also, and our new pastor, Chad, and his family, what could we have better than what we have already? And I'm so grateful to the Lord for all that he has done for all of us.
Amen. Thank you so much for coming up, Linda. Richard.
Thank you. Well, let me just first say about your comments, we will pay for that. Believe me, it won't happen. I have the feeling. I'm very, very thankful for my wonderful creative wife. Many years been together. Never ran a person, ran across a person that had more ideas and creativity than in my lifetime. Thankful for the Lord, of course, the terrific blessing we had here this morning.
Amen.
The Spirit was really present. And, of course, the grandkids. Those of you who aren't grandparents yet, I will say this much. They saved the best for last.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Richard. You know, the songs that we sing on Sabbath morning, often I'd ask for a break between the songs and the preaching time, because at the close of the songs, I can barely talk. They're so beautiful and so such a wonderful way to express our thanks to God. Karen, would you come up also? There are many things to be thankful for, and Karen, maybe you could just share a couple of the things that you're thankful for.
That's what I get for giving him eye contact. So don't give him eye contact if you don't want to come up. I didn't know I was coming up, and I was just sitting there thinking, what am I thankful for? Not thinking I would come up, I didn't really plan anything, but I'm so thankful to be part of the pastoral staff here, and thankful to you for having that vision and Rosie and the church, and of course thankful to God for putting me here. I love so much working with the kids. It keeps me energized and happy, and they're just wonderful, and I thank all of you for sharing your kids with me. And also, I just want to thank Rosie, especially today, and Chuck, and her whole row of family. They're very close to us, and we feel part of your family, and we thank you for that. And of course, I have to be thankful, of course, for my family, and David. David, who does so much, is always supportive of me here in the ministry, and really when you hire Rosie or me or Corinne, you get our husbands as well.
Amen.
So I don't know if that's by choice or force, but they're there. So thank you for always being supportive. And my two beautiful daughters, thank you, girls, for being so wonderful. And thank you, church family, for being saints in their lives and being there for them and praying for them. And just, I don't know, I could go on. There's so many things to be thankful for, but I'll stop.
That's enough. Now, we have one young man I know that is very thankful this morning, and that's James McCoy. I saw him sitting back there. Junior, yes, the one standing and coming up. I recently got a card in the mail from him, and I know he has many things to be thankful for. You know, we've enjoyed your presence here for a long time. We have enjoyed your saxophone playing for many years. My goodness. So what a blessing you're here today. Share with us what you're thankful for.
I'm thankful that I have not been called Junior in about 30 years.
Yeah.
No, what a surprise. Thank you for calling me up, Pastor Jim. Thank you to this church family. I'm blessed to have two church families, one in my new hometown of Las Vegas and one here. And I have to say that every time I come back home to visit Visalia, I always feel so welcome by all of you. And there's a lot of new faces here that I hope to meet too. I am so thankful, as Pastor Jim had referenced, for my new fiance, Janine. She's sitting in the back with me.
Have her stand, please. Janine, everybody,
please
stretch around and look. Amen.
She's a beautiful lady. I'm so thankful that God brought us together. I'm also thankful for all the blessings that God has poured into my life. It's amazing when I think about all the triumphs that we go through, all the challenges that we go through. I'm constantly reminded that God only gives us as much as he knows we can handle. Isn't that the truth? And constantly, I think, my gosh, how am I going to get through this challenge? How am I going to get through this triumph? And then quickly realize, I can get through this with God's help. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for his grace. I'm also thankful for all of our United States servicemen and women as they are protecting us abroad.
Amen.
Many of our families and friends are serving abroad, and we're thankful. We're very thankful for that. I'm also thankful for God watching over each and every one of us all throughout our lives, all throughout our days, and keeping us healthy and keeping us sane, I suppose. So I'm thankful for that. I'm last but not least thankful for my family, my parents and my brothers and my nieces and nephews. So I'm thankful to God for many things.
Amen. Thank you. I saw Chuck O'Dell earlier. Did he run out? Oh, there you are. Please come up and share with us. How wonderful to sit there with a granddaughter on your lap. I know. You know, one thing we can be thankful for is KARM. What a blessing that is to us. I love two kinds of music. I love rock and roll music from the 60s, 50s, 70s, but I also love KARM, and I kind of split between the two. And I thank you for your commitment to our radio station. Share with us some of the things you're thankful for.
Well, Jim asked me to do this. I said, Jim, you don't have enough time for me to say everything that I'm thankful for. But I'll start at the top and work my way down. And of course, first of all, I'm thankful for God.
Amen.
And his salvation. And wasn't for his grace, I wouldn't be here today.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my wife, who's extremely wonderful.
Amen.
Brownie points there, but it's true. She and her family, and we have a blended family, and you know, it's been tough, but it's grand, I'll tell you. We've grown together, and it's just wonderful. And I'm thankful for my mom and my dad, who never stopped praying for me.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for this church family. It is a wonderful church. I love coming here. which is something for me to say, because I usually don't like to go to church, but I do love to worship here.
Amen.
And I love where I work, KARM. I got the best job in the world, except I have to get up early. But, you know, I really do enjoy working at KARM and blessing the people each and every day across this valley.
Amen.
I could go on, but I know you got other people.
You know, you can't look in a dictionary and really find what contentment, joy, happiness, and thanksgiving is really about. This life is really an apprenticeship where, in connection with God, He teaches us how to be content, how to be joyful, even if circumstances are difficult. And as I look out over the congregation, I see several people who I know are going through some difficult times right now, and some who aren't here, that should be here, who are going through difficult times. But God promises He will never leave us, He will never forsake us. I talked to Myrna and Juanita this morning, and they shared with me what they were thankful for. Could I get one of you to come up and share? Oh, good, they're both coming. You know, I was out there at about 9 o'clock this morning watching everyone come in, and what a joy that is to see you all come. Share with us what you're thankful for.
A few months ago, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. And after 3 surgeries, the margins were finally cleared and ready for radiation.
Amen.
I'm thankful to God for that. And for our families.
Yeah.
And our families, our children, and thankful that we were able to spend another Thanksgiving with my mom, and we'll have many more after that.
Amen. Thank you.
That was together.
Oh, chicken. Well, God is good. And we all have many, many things to be thankful for. I pray that during this season, we would count our blessings. We would remember, even if we're living in difficult circumstances, all the things that we have to be thankful for. Chief among them being that we worship a God who loves us, who created us, who accepts us, and fills us with His love and grace on a continual basis. Even, we all know we don't deserve it, but even so, He grants it to us freely. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, we are, as a congregation, glad to be in Your presence. As we sit here with our heads bowed, we know that You are here with us. The Creator and the Sustainer of life is present. And for that, we thank You. We thank You that You have taken residence in our hearts and that You have given us the ability to be thankful, to be gracious, to be all the things that You are in our hearts. So bless us today. Bless us during this wonderful season of Thanksgiving, where we praise You and remember the birth of Your Son in a few short weeks. So bless us and continue to guide us, we pray in Jesus' wonderful name and for His sake. Amen. God bless you and thank you for being here today.